official attorney is Lisa Lanier. She is president of the Lanier Law Group. If you need her, you can go to lanierlawgroup.com. We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. And Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, joins us now. A segment we do about this time every week called Lawyer Up. Lisa, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Great.
Good morning.
It's great to talk to you. And we have, I think, some fascinating stories today. One of them is one that hits close to home. A good friend of ours, his name is Tom Simmons, a comedian, told me privately, and he asked me to ask you about this. He was in Atlanta and apparently parked illegally. So a private company came and put one of those boots on his tires. Now, this was not Atlanta police or any official police department, but a private company had put a boot on his tire so he couldn't leave. So what he did was he took the entire tire off of the car, put it in his trunk, put the spare tire on, and left. And I said, well, what about the boot? He said, I took that with. And I said,
I love that. I said,
I think that's illegal. He says, is it? The tire is my property, and they're a private company. He said, ask Lisa about this. I said, Tom, I think you're in trouble on this. What do you think, Lisa?
Well, you know, this is actually an area that has become kind of a hotbed of controversy because these things have become increasingly popular. Started in Denver. You may have heard they used to call this thing the Denver boot. The legal term for it is a wheel clamp.
Uh-huh.
And it's very, very popular now for private companies as well as municipal authorities to use this as a way to enforce traffic, you know, violations, parking violations. And it's clear in almost every jurisdiction where it's a municipal lot that it's a crime to tamper with it.
Okay.
And that's clear.
Yeah.
But where it falls into a gray area is where you get into these private lots because, and it's an area where legislation really hasn't kept up with the trend in the use of these things. And so you find that some people are getting creative and finding that they live in a jurisdiction where it's illegal to even touch your car. Like there are some jurisdictions that make it illegal for people to stick those pamphlets and things under your windshield wiper blade. And they're using those kind of statutes to say, hey, you shouldn't touch my car. This is not authorized, even for these private companies to do this. But in Atlanta, there has already been city council action. There was a lawyer in Marietta that sued, and it caused sort of a controversy all across Georgia, and a lot of municipal authorities kind of took a look at this issue. And it still falls into a bit of a gray area, though, if you are able to remove your car. Some people drive their car off, you know, with the boot on there. Much like Homer Simpson did. I don't know if you remember that episode.
Yeah, but, it destroyed his car.
I didn't know you could even do that. You can, but it would hurt your car, I would think.
Well, it hurts your car in most cases. But some people, you know, will just deflate the tire and it'll pop right off. And some people know how to remove. Apparently, there's just one key bolt that you have to remove in a lot of these devices. So, but it really kind of falls into a gray area what happens if you are able to still remove your car. And I don't know of any Georgia restriction on actually if you can actually remove it. And, of course, you know, eventually the company's going to probably come after you. But I don't think he's certainly not going to get in any criminal trouble for it, I don't think.
Wow. I told him exactly wrong. I said, you stole that boot, and you need to go right back to that man and apologize and give him his boot back. And Tom told me the outcome was he did call the guy because he was getting ready to drive back here, not in Atlanta. And instead, he called the guy and said, you know, I got your boot. And the guy was really mad and said he was getting ready to call the cops. And Tom said basically what you said. You had no right to touch my car to begin with. You're not the law. And so he gave him his boot back and all was forgiven. But the guy was pretty cranky about it. That's Tom, man.
Yeah, I think that's typically what happens. I think these people, when somebody's creative enough to get away with the boot, then typically they just do a walk away, especially if you'll give them the boot back.
Yeah, he gave him the boot back.
A walk away and a boot back.
I really thought he was going to be in serious trouble for this.
I'm stunned.
I am too.
No, in most places, it is not a crime. You know, they can try to. Some of these companies will try to take you to small claims because these boots only cost these guys like $400 or $500. So it's not like you're fighting over a lot of money either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I guess he'll probably do it again.
Tom Simmons is your new Fonz. You know that?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, when
the
I was
coolest guy, you know?
Yeah. When I was in high school, a good friend of mine, Chris Dim, calls him Fonzie because he did everything I wanted to do. Party, sex, drink, all
anytime,
that stuff.
Anytime he wanted to run a story by you, you were always
Couldn't believe it.
Tell it again.
Couldn't believe it. It was constant. Now, Tom Simmons, yes, same way. He lives his life the way he wants to.
I can just see you during his story. He's telling you, what?
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. We were out at the baseball field.
I would tell it again.
Our kids play on the same baseball team, and I was like, Tom, you are in trouble.
You don't get it.
Crazy.
Ooh, you're in trouble. It turns out he's not. He was okay with doing that. I'm really surprised.
He was okay.
We're going to throw a story on you here that just came up a couple of minutes ago. Deidre told it to us. Apparently, there was a teenager having in bed with her boyfriend. Father walks in. Father of the girl walks in. The girl says, I don't know who this is. I don't know him. The father gets the gun, shoots the kid, and the kid dies. Terrible, terrible outcome. Then the girl says, well, actually, I'm dating him. And now the family of the young man wants this girl to pay. They want her in some serious trouble for lying, causing her father to shoot him. I'm on their side. Lisa, what's the law say about this?
Yeah, I think this happened in Texas, as I understand it, and I saw this story just briefly, and I think that right now a grand jury is considering whether or not to charge the father. And what they have to decide there is what was his state of mind. Did he believe that there was a threat of harm?
Right.
From this kid.
Right.
And if he believed that, then they're going to charge him. And I think if they charge him, they may also charge her with something like involuntary manslaughter. The family of the teenager who was killed is really raising a stink, wanting her to be charged. And I think they may go along with them, because if she sat there and lied knowing that it was going to cause harm to him, then she could either be charged as an accessory to whatever her father's charged with, or she could be charged with involuntary manslaughter.
I think she ought to be charged as much as he is. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a father...
Yeah, it'll be lesser. It'll definitely be lesser. It'll be one of those two lesser charges. But still, I mean, she's culpable there, and I think she will be charged if he is.
But, you know, if you're a father, and you and your daughter tells you this, and you think she's being attacked, I get it, the fact that he got the gun. She ought to be... It ought to be a more serious charge for her. She's just telling... I don't like that. I don't.
As a teller.
She ought to be charged as a first-degree teller, in my opinion. That's terrible. I mean, it's a bad, bad story. The next story we have, we talked about last week. I wanted to get your opinion on it. A woman was arrested because she drank two beers after a funeral while breastfeeding. One of the employees at the restaurant where she was, this is in Arkansas, called the police, and she was arrested for putting her child in danger, I guess. She was breastfeeding and had two beers, one at the beginning of the meal, one at the end, to relax her. The boss at the restaurant actually fired this woman. He says not for this, but he told her to mind her own business. Is it against the law to breastfeed while drinking beer? I mean, they did arrest her for this, Lisa.
Well, you know, the charges were dropped. In almost every state, there is an absolute lack of any kind of criminal legislation, lack of any kind of criminal laws making it illegal to drink alcohol while breastfeeding. But if it's carried to an extreme, then the woman can still be charged with other child endangerment sort of actions. Like, for example, in South Carolina, there was a woman actually charged with murder a couple of years ago because she was addicted to OxyContin, and she took a ton of it, and her baby died from a morphine toxicity.
Ooh.
And so she was charged with murder. So, I mean, you know, if you take it to an extreme, you can certainly be charged with some other crime, some sort of child endangerment. But there's typically not a specific prohibition against drinking while breastfeeding. It's just a matter of if you carry it too far.
Okay.
Because apparently, you know, it does pass pretty much 100% of the level of alcohol to the baby. And so, you know, medical authorities would say to wait a couple hours after drinking before breastfeeding, or to limit your alcohol consumption to, say, one drink. Two drinks, you know, is what this woman was claiming. Charges were all dropped. I don't think they could prove that she had taken it to that kind of extreme to endanger the child.
Well, it's interesting. You said that was our debate, was how much of the alcohol gets into the baby system, and you're saying a lot of it.
Apparently, yeah. I was researching for this story, and several medical authorities were saying that it pretty much will pass the same kind of blood alcohol level to the baby that you're experiencing as a mother.
Mm.
So it is serious to do it, and so everything I read said to either wait 2 hours or limit your alcohol consumption to one drink.
Well, I think we should know that. I think that should be publicized more. You know, every mother should hear that. You know, because that's, you kind of think, oh, a glass of wine, no big deal. But if your baby's also getting a glass of wine, that's a lot different.
Well, right. A baby, though.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly wouldn't put alcohol in the baby's bottle if that's kind of what you're doing.
Well, you can a little bit. You're gonna get to sleep.
Colic for the colic.
A little bit for the colic. For the teething. For the teething, you do that a little bit. Lisa Lanier, three fascinating stories. She gives us answers on all of them. A couple of them surprised me a lot, especially that boot thing. As she is our official attorney of the Two Guys Named Chris show. She's president of the Lanier Law Group. We will talk to you soon, Lisa. Thank you very much, as always.
Sure. Have a great weekend.
You too. It's 7 o'clock on the Two Guys Named Chris show. On the way, huge retirement announcement yesterday, and the smuggest people ever on Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. Next on the Two Guys Named Chris show on Rock 92. Sunshine today, beautiful day, 80 the high. Tomorrow, sunny again, cooler, 70, just a perfect Saturday. And then partly sunny on Sunday, cooler again, 63 degrees. It's 56 right now at Rock 92. Today's forecast is brought to you by Bojangles. For a limited time, enjoy two made-from-scratch bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits for just $3.33. Served all day, every day at Bojangles. It's bow time. Two Guys Named Chris on Rock 92.